Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert. The word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert. We're the word association.
It's the first ever listener spectacular.
Oh my gosh. Honey, come in here. I turned on the TV. I thought it was good. It sounded like the beginning of It's Been. I thought it was Bare Naked Ladies singing 1 week.
Oh,
but
it's our wedding song.
I know.
That was our wedding song.
And the live band
starring.
So.
Oh. Adel Rafai. Hmm.
Oh, he does
Rob
not look
White.
Like I thought.
And okay. Brett Lyons.
It's weird they're doing a televised.
That's
thing.
I'm just thinking
with
about
appearances
our wedding and how much I
Peter
love you.
Peter Cetera.
Oh, Peter Cetera's good.
Domunkano's Monkey.
Okay. Just those two. Okay. Well, it looks like the announcer's thinking it over.
Right.
Honey, I know. Thank you for watching this. You and I are both big twats.
We're big twats. Huge twats. Yeah.
We had such a twat-themed wedding, and I just wanted to see, you know, the Word Association doing a live, all listener spectacular.
Robert De Niro.
Is it like money? He's got a lot of money.
Maybe the announcer's from Baltimore, and they're just, I can't. Maybe he has money. Yeah.
Live music by the Turduncan Turkey.
Oh, so Peter Cetera is not singing. He's there as like a panelist? Oh, or?
I guess.
A special performance by a band that only Rob knows, and it's a very obscure hit, but you won't know, but he loves it.
Oh, it seemed like shots fired at Rob from the announcer.
Yeah, wow. Yikes. I'm interested to hear what band that ends up being.
Featuring a clip from the movie, Time Doesn't Matter. A Bruce Willis vehicle from 1984 that takes place on a highway. He's a highway cop, but he now works
for a watch company
in the swamp.
Sort of a swamp cop. Swamp cop.
That sounds better than
That's
Time
like
Doesn't Matter.
Shrek with a badge. Yeah, Time Doesn't Matter. That's nothing. Somewhere
and
in Time.
Here's
That's
your
a
host.
I mean, Van Damme was in Time Cop.
All three of them. Adel, Brett, and Rob.
Hey, everybody. I'm Adel.
And I'm Rob.
I'm Brett.
First of all, we just want to apologize for the announcer. He drank a bottle of NyQuil. He promised us that it wouldn't be an issue. And that was, 3 minutes of intros in between. No worries.
I was very confused. I was very confused as to what I drank.
Oh, Brett, what did you drink?
I thought I drank DayQuil.
Mm,
oh.
Yep.
Oh, that would be quite the mix-up. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
the exact opposite of NyQuil, one would say.
I looked at the bottle. I wrote, I drank Deo Quill. It says if you want the tally man to tally you bananas.
Yeah, sort of have a Calypso night.
You drink Deo Quill. Yeah.
And I drink Peter Quill.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I had a really bad headache, and I took something, and all of a sudden I found myself wearing like these really high socks and all white New Balances, and I realized I took Dadvil.
Oh, no, Rob.
Yeah, instead of, you gotta watch that.
Oh, your hat doesn't have a flat brim.
Yep.
Oh, yep. No.
Damn, I wish I wasn't in pain. I took Taylor Danehall.
Okay, that was going to be mine. Okay, what did I take?
Oh, you know what happened? I was feeling really congested, and I just wanted to breathe. And so I took this stuff, and all of a sudden, I was just dealing with interest rates. I took Sudafed.
Okay, that was going to be mine. Okay.
The Fed. Oh, yeah, yes. So. I looked in the mirror and dude looked like a lady. I actually accidentally took some Steven Tylenol.
I thought you were going to do something with Aerosmith. That was a pleasant surprise. I like that.
I took something, and as I took it, it felt like I was drinking a wasp's soda. I took Bee Cola. Well, this podcast is ending after this episode, but before we end, we're doing an all emails mm-hmm. from listeners episode. So all of our words going to come from you. We're going to do some emails up top. Thank you. You can always email us at twapod@gmail.com. Send us a word suggestion. Send us anything you'd like to send us. A hello, a hi, where are you from? How's your mother?
Oh, yeah. All those things are great. It's really fun to see, hear, or read, I guess is really true, not see or hear. Those are both lies. It's really fun to read about where everybody's from, their crushes, sequelizer ideas, or just like general stories that some things that we were talking about brought up for you. It's really cool.
Hey, you boy over there, what's in the bag? My bag? M-A-I-L. Mail time is here. It's time for mail. It's mail time.
I think we can all agree that that is going to be the one to set up the whole episode. We don't need to go back to the mailbag.
I'm only doing one this time. If I'm only doing one, no. Hold on. There's more then.
Hold on. We're only
doing... talking to me? You talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. T-I-M-E. Time for mail. Can't you see? M-A-I-L-T-I-M. Taxi.
And now a performance from Mailey Vanilli. Blame it on the mail. Yeah.
That's finally sending. Blame it on the E that's in the mail.
This is an email from Grant. We won't say last name here. Grant says.
Did he say that?
Yeah, they say if you read this on the show, you can say my first name.
Yeah.
As it is important.
There you go. I like it.
They say you can say my first name as it is important to the little story. I love when anybody calls something little. Like
My little story.
When I used to go home for the holidays when I was going through like improv classes, I feel like my grandma or whoever would be like, How are your little sketches going?
And I'm like, it's so degrading. So reductive.
And people still do that where they're like, how are your little podcasts? And I'm like, I mean, it's my living. It's not a little. How's your little accounting job, Uncle Dave, you piece of shit?
It's a living.
Talking about the word grunt. Talking about the word grunt reminded me of a time I got some wildly wrong mail. My name is Grant. I'm a cis male, and way back when I was in high school, I once received an informational packet in the mail that was an invitation to a Miss Teen whatever pageant that was addressed to a Miss Grunt last name, and I almost died laughing. Miss Grunt last name is a fantastic fake name.
Miss Grunt last name is...
Oh, Miss Grunt last name.
Miss Grunt last name. Miss Grunt last name.
Yeah, that's very fun. I like just the idea of a lady named Grunt in a beauty pageant.
The hardest I've ever laughed in an improv show might be Rob when we were doing a Revolver show. Mm-hmm. And there was some sort of like electric chair or something. There's some sort of weird thing going on where it's like, when the family can view someone mm-hmm. being put down for the crimes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ha ha ha, comedy,
put
of course.
Down. I don't know if we say put down for humans.
But I was like a guard and I had a guest list of like who can be in the room when it's happening or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Louis was clearly like a pervert or something. And
People
are giving names. And then I get Louis comes up to the front, friend of the show, Louis Saunders. And I say, what's your name? And he takes, no hyperbole, he takes 20 to 25 seconds to think of a name. And then after all that time, he goes, Crab Rangoon.
Yeah. Crab Rangoon. That's a known show by you guys. Crab Rangoon. I think he won an award possibly for that.
I was crying laughing because I was like, if you spend 30 seconds thinking of a name and all you come up with is a menu item.
I try not to break on stage, but there was no helping that. I mean, it was full on.
Crab Rangoon.
That was great.
Here's an email from Dan. Dan says, hi, folks. I decided I should take better care of my beard and picked up the attached, there's a photo attached, which when I read, I can only hear an Addle's old-timey voice. Thought it could be a word for the pod. We're not going to use this as a word for the pod because I don't know. There's a lot of words written here.
Oh.
But he sent a beard and facial wash, and it's called Kalamazoo. Keep things bright and bushy with almond, apricot, kernel, and jojoba oils. So there's that.
Not just for your Michigan boys, for all boys.
Here's one from Garrett. Oh, and I'm sorry, I should say Dan is from Warwick, England, which I, can I just say, Willow?
Wow, it's such a small place.
Willow. Warwick, England, of course, played Willow, for anybody who doesn't know. Fantastic, tremendous actor. This is an email from Garrett. Yes, Rob?
Wait, so Kalamazoo is not a Michigan-based product? That's a British product?
You know what?
Hmm.
I don't.
I assumed when you said Kalamazoo, it was just some, it was like a thing that was made in Michigan, but.
Well, it might be made in Michigan, and it's exported over to Warwick, England.
Do you remember in Looney Tunes, there used to be like 10 funny names where it was like Kalamazoo, Sheboygan.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Pittsburgh. One,
Walla Walla, Washington. Walla Walla, Washington.
But the Looney Tunes writers decided, like, these are the 10 funniest names.
Yes.
I remember growing up thinking they were all fictional, and then as
Krakow.
I slowly heard of them, Krakow could not possibly have been one.
Definitely not Krakow.
The Looney Tunes go to Poland.
Hey, it could happen.
Oh, geez, looks like I made a wrong turn at Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh boy, guys, we're really lost in Osaka. Not much there.
Osake.
Osake. From last place. Yeah, that, there we go.
Callback.
Oh gosh, hold on.
Speaking of callbacks, here's an email from Garrett. Garrett says, Addle, in this week's episode, we don't know if this was this week, this might have been a while ago, you mentioned the punchline, how do you like them grapples? And it reminded me of one of the funnier moments in my life I wanted to share with you guys. I was waiting to be seated in a Cracker Barrel one morning after getting off a 24-hour shift. I gave the hostess my name, and moments later, I heard her call the next person on the list, Batman, party of one. Immediately, the older gentleman next to me turns and raises his hand and says in a low, gravelly voice, I'm Batman. I couldn't stop myself from giggling, and now I'm thinking how perfect it would have been if he had just said, how do you like them grapples? Love you guys and the pod. Keep doing what you're doing. From Garrett.
Thank you.
It would have been funny if he said, my name is Bruce Wayne. And he's like, shut up. It's Bruce Wayne. I told you Bruce Wayne.
Wait, did you say his name is Garrett or Grant? I'm going to make sure I said that.
Garrett.
Garrett. Grant was the first email.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, that's right. That's right. I just
Miss
said Garrett.
Grunt last name is Grant.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Garrett. And a 24-hour shift. What is that all about? 24-hour shift?
I have to assume.
I mean,
that's
working.
A long.
I have to assume that's Garrett's a double doctor.
What if he was
doctor?
Doing a charity improv show?
He's
a double doctor.
Yeah. I mean, if he were working a 24-hour shift, that might have been all a hallucination.
Well, maybe he picked up a shift. Maybe he had a 12-hour shift and he took someone's 12
Get
hours.
On you.
So that's why.
Sorry, it says at the bottom of the email. He's an editor for Kiefer Sutherland. So that explains it. He came off a 3-hour shift.
Oh, okay.
For a 24 hour
shift. You're right. Okay, that makes more sense.
I gotcha.
Where's the funniest place what's the funniest place you could catch Batman being at? Now, Cracker Barrel's going to be hard to top, but I want to say like a Joanne Fabric. I think
that's good.
I think it'd be funny if he was at like a 24 hour fitness.
Yeah.
In full gear, just running on a treadmill or on like an elliptical.
Yeah, not even benching like 680, but just running on the elliptical.
No, just doing cardio. Just doing his cardio.
Everybody needs a stretch.
Everybody. Crime doesn't sleep.
Well, Joanne Fabric would be funny if he had just like a big spool of black fabric.
Yeah.
He was just getting like some supplies for himself.
Knitting a cowl
funny.
Before he puts graphite over it.
And I'm trying to think of,
maybe like a Sherwin Williams.
Yes.
He just has paint samples in his hand.
Maybe AMC Theaters, and he's like fourth row, and you're right behind him, and you're like, I can't, your little, are those, can you put your antenna down? What are those, ears? Can you put your ears down? Come on, man.
Yeah. Those are all the places.
Those are all the places. Yeah, I was going to say chiropractor, but that almost wouldn't make sense.
No, it makes sense.
He's like, yeah, I need to get work done.
Be there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sore.
But in full gear is rough. Okay.
Can you take off the suit? I prefer to leave it on. Okay, and the three. Here we go. We're going to read one more email.
Okay.
Before we get into our words. This is from Zachary.
Okay.
Zachary writes, Sins. Hey, all. Wanted to share some unsolicited knowledge I think is fun. On the last episode, you were trying to remember. Couldn't have been the last episode. You're trying to remember the names of the seven deadly sins as a fun way to remember. Well, this is good. Okay. As a fun way to remember this, you should use the acronym SLAP EGG.
SLAP EGG?
Do you guys want to guess what SLAP EGG stands for? It's listed here.
Sloth.
Yep.
Lust.
Lust.
Yep.
A. What's A?
Apathy?
No. Wait.
Apathy is adultery? A sin in comedy. Anger.
Anger.
Sloth,
yeah.
Lust, anger. P
pride.
Is for pride. Pride. And now give me the egg.
Ego.
No.
Ego. No. E was.
It's amazing gone. How they like literally left my brain right
well,
after that episode.
Greed and gluttony are the last two.
Mm-hmm.
E is.
Envy.
Yeah, I was thinking it was spelled. I think it was spelled N and V.
Yeah, it's hard.
Slap egg. All right. Slap well, that's egg. Good to remember.
Zachary, that's very helpful. Zach goes on
to have
say,
lunch, I like slap egg Joes.
Slappy pappy, weren't. Completely useless information, but I like the term slap egg, so I thought I would share. Thanks for the cool pod.
Nice.
I like slap egg. That's awesome. I mean, slap egg. I can now maybe remember them.
Yeah, I'm Yuka slap egg.
Huh.
Yuka slap egg. Sometimes they just come in my brain and I can't help myself from saying it.
That's
and
okay.
That's also a note my wife has given me several times. She says to me, you just can't help yourself from saying it. I go, no, I cannot. Because it'll be in public, and I shouldn't say it, but I just can't not.
It's like koalas being religious, and they partake of the Eucharistic leave.
That's close. Yeah, it's close.
Eucharistic?
Eucharistic. Eucharistic, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an email from Nathaniel.
Are they from Kuala Lumpur?
Kuala Wala. Lumpur. This is from Nathaniel. This is going to be for my word here. Nathaniel says...
Oh, for your word? Okay.
Word idea, justice. I think this means a lot to Adel. I would love to hear more. Yours forever, Nathaniel. Nathaniel, thank you so much.
Why does it mean a lot to
Adel? Yeah, what's that all about? Are you a big justice guy?
I'm a
David
big justice guy. Atlanta Braves, the 94 Braves, my favorite team.
All right.
Of course, the bullpen out of control.
Yeah.
justice is what, I don't know how this person knows this. Maybe I said it on a different podcast. Adel is Arabic for justice.
Oh.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my word today is justice.
I thought your name was Islamic for Adel be the day.
Well, my name's not Islamic.
I know. I can't keep track of what it is anymore. What are you? There's too many conflicts going on. I'm not sure.
I know your name is Kebab for...
Kebab.
What about Kebab?
My name is Kebab.
Yeah, excuse me. Are you talking to me? No, my name is also Kebab.
What about Kebab is going to be our feature-length film?
That's just a good restaurant to go in our strip mall.
Oh, Kebab? Oh, yeah. What about Kebab?
What about Kebab?
Is that's a great one.
That's a good. Put that in the strip mall. Justice is.
Do you,
blind.
I mean, does Rob? Is your name mean any? Do you know? Is your name a meaning
no.
for something?
I have no. I have never looked at
like
it.
Robin Hood
about,
or something.
I don't care about that stuff at all. I think it's all garbage.
Me too. I don't. Yeah.
To
me
be
neither.
Truthful, but so I've never looked into it. I don't think Robert. It probably means something, but I don't.
Rob, are you sitting down?
Yep.
Robert is an old German name that means bright fame.
Wow. Bright fame?
Wait,
bright
look up mine fame. While you're there.
Well, exhibit A, that doesn't hold true.
Brett, from Brittany or Britain. The name Brett has a Latin origin and means from Brittany or Britain.
Unbelievable. My fucking name's a definition from another country.
Your name is, it's just where you're from.
Huh. So.
Brett is a name that's from Brett. What?
Means somebody from this area. So you think that at one point in that country, everybody was named Brett?
I mean, it must be.
I'm from Breton. I think, here's what I'll say. This has nothing to do with justice. I think England is getting away with too many names.
100%.
Now, I know some of these have different meanings, but mm-hmm. England, Britain, the United Kingdom, obviously, again, I know these have different connotations.
Yeah. Right.
Context. Albion.
Across the pond.
Never heard of Albion.
I think Albion was like the older name for it, but it has like 10 names, which is too many.
That's too many.
I know they're a historied, historic people, but
sure. I mean, don't we have quite a bit here though.
How many?
I mean,
America,
USA, the lower 48,
United States of America, okay.
The mainland.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
So justice makes me think of
Yeah.
I have a, I definitely have an overdeveloped sense of justice. If something happens to me or I see something happen to someone else, I very much feel very strongly. I get very emotional that something should be done, if that makes sense.
So you live under the moniker, see something, say something.
Yes, which is why I don't leave my bag unattended anywhere.
Thank you. Please yes. don't.
But if I see, you know, if someone like, if I'm in line for like, say I'm at a concert and we're in line or something. If I see someone, if someone cuts and people hate are upset, it. Who gives Ugh. A shit? But if someone like bumps into someone or something or like whatever yeah. that is, yeah. like physically accosts someone and the person's like, hey, and the person's like, oh, you a tough guy? It's like, tough guy? You slammed into them. Like right. in my head, I'm like, something needs to be done. Do I need to do something? And then I'm like, no. hold on. Don't get yourself killed.
Yeah. But you're, I in just your have mind, a, you're like, try it with me. Just try yeah. it.
Yes. Is that well, justice? No. Or is that a comeuppance?
Vengeance.
I think it's...
That might be comeuppance, but it might be I think that plays into justice. And here's the thing, Brett, just to speak to what you said, which is like, I wish you'd try that with me. I've never in my life felt that. I've never in my life been like, or said, I wish you would try and hit me. I wish... Oh, you want to come in my house? I wish you would. To me, I'm like, oh, please don't. Like, sure, I don't want to fight. I don't want to hit you. I don't want you to hit me. Like, I am very avoidant, conflict avoidant. But I have an internal, overinflated sense of justice.
Yeah.
I just question if justice is real.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, if somebody does something, like, to bring somebody to justice, but does it, does the victim truly, are they ever, like, satisfied? There's still the hurt. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You punish.
Real deep. Real deep.
Punishments.
Yeah,
I feel like it's more of a pun. Like you're punishing somebody, and they deserve the punishment. Sure, is that the justice?
Yeah, yeah
I don't think know. I think it's just such a we're gonna bring them to justice. It's such a nice concept, but I just don't think it ever really pans out that way for the victims.
I think maybe. You're right. I think you're right. So when I think about it, it's never like you know if someone steals something off my porch or something,
right?
My brain does not go to like catch that person and throw them in prison. My right. brain goes to I want my package back.
Yeah,
yeah.
So to me, it's like stopping that person, getting my package, and then being like, knock it off. You know, like that.
Yeah, basically, yeah, just exactly.
So to me, my brain doesn't go to like they should be in prison for 12 to 18 months. They should have to rehabilitate, you know.
What a short sentence.
I don't know how much I believe in that whole thing because that's there's a lot of gross stuff going on there. But I just believe in like stopping something, like if someone's harassing someone else, like stopping it, or just the justice of like don't take what isn't yours, don't that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not for the eye for an eye.
No.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. So I believe Aladdin should steal as much bread as he wants.
Yeah, I mean, but there is a lot of lawyers who, like, after they get their verdict, you know, they'll open with justice was served today or something right. like that. You know,
right.
I think it's to each their own. Some people would find justice in it. Some people won't. Obviously, like, yeah, if someone you know was murdered and they catch the guy, like, you might feel comfort in the fact that you know he's off the street and can't do it again and hurt another family, but you might not feel that sense of justice was done because you still don't have your loved one.
That's fair. And wait, what's the expression, like, I don't think I did it any justice, right? Or that didn't do it any justice. Have you heard that expression?
Of course.
Yeah.
And what's that? That's about like you're not doing it, you're not representing something well enough?
Yeah, you're not living up to the expectations.
Yeah, well, that didn't do that justice. Like if I'm like, hey, here's my Cher impersonation, and if it don't sound good.
Oh, you mean like my Jim Carrey impression from the last episode
No, it did not do Jim Carrey.
Of course, we now have to hear Jim Sherry.
Jim Sherry.
Jim Sherry. I think
here, have a slice.
Snap out of it.
I think of justice. I think of the band Justice and that D-A-N-C-E song, which is an absolute banger. No shocker there, Rob. Don't worry about it. When I was going to say the band, I knew you weren't going to know what it was.
Well, the band is my favorite band.
I know that, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Justice, phenomenal band. They're almost like Daft Punk's nephew or something.
A little bit, yeah. They're like, I'd say, they're poor man's, you know, not poor man's, but they have some good hits. They definitely have some good hits, but definitely did not gain the notoriety of a Daft Punk. But they showed their faces, and that's probably why.
One time I was in a Cracker Barrel. It was just my wife and the host was like, will there be more joining you? And I said, no, Justice.
Justice is served. Here's your eggs.
Justice is served.
Of course. Now let me balance the scales of justice. That'll be $4.99. I really enjoy, this is like a Hollywood depiction versus the actual historic qualities of it. I really enjoy Westerns, I think, mm-hmm. for that reason, where it's like, Westerns are...
There was a sense of justice there for sure.
Yes. There's such a formula to Westerns where it's like, small town out west, someone is like getting away with whatever they want. Like no one is stopping this person. So they're emboldened and sort of they become brazen in their actions because they are bullies. Here's what I'll say. This all stems to me despising bullies. I hate bullies. So this whole thing of like someone can just do whatever they want. Nobody says anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then either the town comes together and calls someone to help with the situation, or the person happens to be riding into town and they stand up to them, and then the standoff ensues.
And the Three Amigos.
Like El Guapo and the Three Amigos, or Unforgiven, I think, is a great movie.
Unforgiven's a great one.
Or Sinbad and the Cherokee Kid.
Ah, yes. And Rob, we all know what that is, but for listeners...
I knew you wouldn't. It's actually a great movie. It's a great movie.
What's this movie?
I believe it was an HBO original. Burt Reynolds was in it. He played a guy, I believe, named Otter Bob.
Oh, Sinbad's not in it? The comedian?
Sinbad's in it. He's the star. Otter Bob. I want to say his name was Otter Bob. God, I'm trying to remember. There were a lot of people in it. It was actually very, I think it was, Gregory Hines.
Hines? I love Gregory Hines.
Was in it. I believe it was an HBO original. That I might be off
I'm more of a Gregory Hunts fan.
What about, give the Cherokee Kid a watch. It's actually, I think it's good.
And we should say, Rob, sorry to put you on blast here. We should say we found out the other day, Rob went to the doctor. We all had our podcast checkup. Rob is actually allergic to any movie that makes over $1 million. So if you've listened to any previous episodes, please know Rob has a medical condition. He cannot watch any movie that's made over $1 million at the box office.
No, it's not possible.
Yeah. The good news is, it's something I can live with. It's not going to affect my day-to-day life, but there is no cure.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah.
Robert Smith is at home going, what?
Huh?
Oh no!
I'm disappearing.
What is justice is blind?
Yeah.
What is that all about? Like the fact that without vision, justice can.
Well, I think it's justice.
No more or what? I don't get it.
I think maybe it's no matter who you are, what the crime is.
No matter who you are, what's
your crime, as long as we judge you.
Oh, I see. Maybe I'm dumb. That was, okay. So yeah, it just doesn't matter who you are, what you look like. Like justice is justice.
I think if there's no bias or anything.
Account.
Yes. Yeah.
That which is,
makes actually a lot of sense.
Which could not be further
from the truth. 100%.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
Were you guys ever bullied as kids? Were you bullies, Brett? I'm looking at you.
No, I wasn't a bully. I was bullied one time and I got into a fight. And it was back in the bus drama, like in a subdivision I lived in or something like that. Where like,
B-O-T-B.
I don't remember what we were fighting about. I don't know what we were fighting about. We were in the back of the
off-track
bus.
Off-track betting?
Yeah, we were at the OTB.
Nice.
No, I got punched in the face and I threw a punch.
Ooh.
But then like, I got to school and like, I was visibly shaken by it. Then I had to go to the nurse's office because I had like a blackish eye.
Interesting that you're visibly shaken because I feel like typically it's visibly stirred. So there's like a bond quality to you.
There was one guy who did like kind of pick on me, but it was more just like shove me out of the way, like that stuff. And he was significantly bigger than me.
Most bullies are.
Yep. And he was not like muscular. He was like a fat. He was just very, very much bigger.
Was his name Steel Black? Was he your nemesis?
No, I don't want to say his name. His mom was our soccer coach. And just sidebar, they lived next door to Joey Mullen, who was a winger for the Penguins, who came to one of our practices and talked, and it was pretty amazing.
Ooh, a bully with money, even worse.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, but I remember like I was talking to my stepfather about it. He's like, just stand up for yourself and all this stuff. So I tried it. And I think we were lining up for something and he cut in front of me and I was like, hey, and I went to push him. He didn't move and he like threw me into the lockers and I was like, and that's the end of that. I'm done. I'm not trying
not
to stand up
for myself
like,
again.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I tried that. Yeah. It did not work out at all. It did not work.
Yeah.
Out.
I had, there's a kid who is maybe 2 years older than me and I went to a small school in the Ponset, Illinois, go Bobcats. And we would all have, all the classes would kind of have gym together. and we were doing, it was basically like hockey, but in the gym. So I don't know if that's, but like Mighty Ducks, like floor hockey.
No skates
or anything, but yeah, just sticks in a blue handball. So we were playing that, and there was the sort of star center for the middle school basketball team, kid named Derek Kimberling, who was like 6 foot at like 13, 14. Yeah. Very tall.
Big boy.
But very, very slender, very skinny, very like a Sean Bradley type, George Mearshon-esque. And he he would constantly pick on me. And while we were playing that game, he picked on me, and he like slammed into me with his shoulder, and something came over me where I just go like, I don't care anymore. And I went up and hit him from behind in between the legs with my hockey stick.
Nice.
Right in the nuts.
Ooh.
And he went down, and then I had to spend the next day in the principal's office. So I got trouble. And I tried to explain that he had like bullied me, and they wouldn't hear it because they're like, basically their argument was, he's the star center for the basketball team. Why would he pick on you? And it's like, you don't want to. It's basically like the problem with every college today where it's like, listen, our running back did not do what you said because he's so fast. How could someone who gets 2,000
yards it's always going to be whatever the repercussion is, the person who's going to get in trouble. It's just like in an NFL game. It's like, like that guy hit me. It's like, yeah, well, I saw you do it, so too bad.
Yes. Saw the retaliation.
Sorry, everybody was speeding. Yeah, I pulled you over was a direct quote that a principal said to me one time when I was arguing why I shouldn't be in there because everybody else was doing it. So, yep.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
Very true. It counts. It makes sense. If everybody's speeding, one person gets pulled over. I got pulled over.
And we're, oh.
I think it was valid.
Shit. Guys, be cool. There's lights behind us. It looks like the podcast is getting pulled over to a break. Oh, so we have to take a break legally.
Adel, can you hold on to this for me?
Yeah, of course.
Adel, and put your ass next to my ass. I have to shoot something in your ass.
I don't know where this is going, but I'll do it. And we'll find out what that
just
was.
Just glad I'm in the back seat. I'm very glad I'm in the back seat.
We got to go to the.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Backseat to make this work.
We'll find out what was shot to my ass right after this break. Okay, everyone, we're back, and they weren't looking for us. It looks like they were looking for someone on the run, a Miss Grunt last name. Brett, if you're wondering, Brett did shoot something into my ass. It was a pair of dice. He shot him right in there. We don't know.
Lucky number 7.
It was crap.
It was well, hopefully in about 2 minutes it will be, of course. Brett, why don't we hear your word in email?
Yes, I have a word submission. It says, hey, Adel, Robin, Brett, Starbucks barista here. In a recent episode, one of you talked about the medicine ball tea as a secret menu item. Sorry to burst your bubble, but it's an official menu item. However, the actual name of it is the honey citrus mint tea. Us baristas are so used to customers calling it the medicine ball for sick tea that we don't correct anymore, in fact. In fact, when new baristas get trained, we are told all the interesting names customers call drinks rather than the actual menu items. I've had to decipher someone trying to order a caramel macchiato by calling it a caramel mojito before. With that being said, my word suggestion for y'all is citrus. Let me know if you want any more secrets from Starbucks. I think her name is Taya, T-A-Y-A, Taya, from Canada.
Wow.
Very
one,
nice.
Thank you for bursting Brett's bubble.
I have never seen it on the menu as that. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know
what
that was
it called?
A citrus mint tea. Honey citrus mint tea.
And Taya said it was also called sick tea?
No, citrus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sick tea.
Medicine ball or sick tea.
Sick
yeah.
tea. Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh. That's true.
Sick tea.
That's true.
That's like a clothing compliment.
Yeah, sick tea.
Dude.
Yeah, sick
wow.
tea, dude.
Oh, no, I meant citrus.
Also, I mentioned that to someone else this weekend because I was talking about that drink because someone wasn't feeling it. And they also said, do the baristas also like hand it to you like leaned back because they don't want to get near you because obviously they know you're.
Oh yeah,
obviously
I guess.
They know
yeah,
you're ordering right? it because you don't feel good.
It's a hard chest pass.
Yeah, exactly.
hard chest
pass. But her word was citrus.
Citrus. Florida. You think of a Florida orange. Mm. Think of those commercials where it was at Tropicana where they just put the straw in the orange.
Oh yeah, that would be delicious if possible.
I used to think you could do that. I think because you,
I also did.
Because you
I
can,
also did because of those commercials.
Because you can put a straw on like a coconut. Like if you cut open a coconut, pop in
right.
a straw.
You're great.
You're
good
all set.
To go.
Relax, buddy.
Yeah,
you're
I mean,
on the
you
beach.
Could. I mean, you could drill into a, put one in there and you have to squeeze it and you would get some juice, but you would get a lot of pulp and I am very, very anti-pulp.
Wow. Even common people?
Nope. I don't want to live like common people.
Okay.
Hmm. I like the Shatner version. I don't like the original version.
Oh, I love the original version. It's great.
I think I've actually heard it too much recently, and so I'm out on it. I don't like it. I hate pulp. I can't do like a fresh pulpy drink at all. It needs to be pulp free, 100%.
I like to drink my drink, not chew my drink.
Yeah.
So I'm with
yeah,
you.
Pulp sucks.
But this does bring me to a new segment, and that is it's called. What fruit would you like to put a straw in?
Ooh.
And, you know, this is just your dream. You could go in the fridge,
yes.
pull out whatever you want, Ooh. Stick a straw in, have a drink. I guess it could be a vegetable, too, if you wanted.
Ooh, yeah.
But I feel like maybe fruits may be a better treat, but I don't know. What do you guys, what are you thinking?
This is less passion-based and more just like it makes fiscal sense. I'm going to say pomegranate. Because I enjoy like those, the palm, those POM
yeah.
palm drinks.
Okay,
yeah, those are great.
They're
okay,
$8-9 a pop. Like
it's
it is getting
expensive.
Out of control. So if
well,
I
you
could
gotta
just,
go get mm-hmm. Costco,
yeah. Costco has what palm?
They got a big one palm for like $8. Huge.
Okay, now we're
it's
talking.
Worth it.
But I feel like that would because I enjoy pomegranate juice on occasion. That would make the most sense in terms of saving me money.
Yeah, I think if I could do a mango, I would enjoy that.
Maybe.
But I think as I sucked it out, I'd want it to taste more like a dry mango and not like a wet mango.
Mango juice, not my top, I would say not my top 15 juice.
I really like a mango,
I agree.
Okay, change my mind.
No,
watermelon?
No, it's set. It's locked.
No, I like
Insane
I love
pick.
Mangoes. I love
Insane
mangoes.
Insane pick.
Hey, is that your first draft? You know, is that your first drafted choice? But like,
it's like we're gonna do an all-food draft, and you're like, rye bread, number one. Rye bread.
Ooh, a like, salted rye? Ugh, are you kidding me? Game wow. over. It's one of them. It's such a great bread.
Game over.
So I think I would do a watermelon. However, I have a dark horse that I think it might be refreshing and good. Cucumber.
Ooh, cucumber
Ooh,
Gatorade, one of
love.
The best Gatorades.
Oh, the lime pepino.
Yeah.
I had one the other day. I haven't had one in so long. I'm angry they don't make it in a zero form, but I do really, really, really like it.
Cucumber's a good one.
I would say,
yeah. yes.
hear me out here.
I feel like that'd be refreshing.
Lime pepino is a good mixer with like tequila or vodka. I know usually Gatorade would never be a
I'm
mixer,
sure it is, yeah.
but the lime pepino it fills it. It's a good mixer.
I'll also say incredible pet name, lime pepino.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I met a guy in Italy. I don't think he was technically my relative, but they called him Zio Pepino. So
that sounds like a clown. Now
yeah.
coming to the stage. This is a Dracula.
Zero
this is not an Italian. This is a Dracula.
Zio.
Now coming
Zio
to the stage.
Uncle.
Zio
it means uncle.
Papino.
Blah.
Zio means uncle. That's all.
Oh, I thought he was like overzealous. Like
no,
yeah,
no,
his name was Zio Papino.
Yeah. No. That's why I felt that needed a little clarification.
I slipped on a zeal. He slipped on an uncle. What's going on? A
it's
banana
like Zio. I think maybe a TIO.
What do we think the king of juices is? And I have a. I can go first.
Oh, Jesus is the king of juices.
Juices. In him, with him, this is the pulp of the Father.
I don't.
Now, I'm going to tell you this now, right now. I have a close one for me.
And here they come around in bed, and the red lion's juice. Nectarine, here comes mango by nose.
I love an ice cold apple juice.
Here's what I'll say to immediately poke a hole in this. Cider is way better than apple juice.
No,
right?
I like an apple
juice.
No, because there's spices in a cider. I'm not for that. I love just
what
a straight like if I fly on an airplane and I do sometimes and I don't get an alcoholic drink, I will in the morning time, I'll definitely get an apple juice with a little bit of ice. Oh, it's delicious.
Do you eat your lunches out of a brown bag? Apple juice better than cider? Lock him up.
No, because cider's got like spices in it, and it's too spicy.
Cider, amazing.
It's got a little bit. It's got more complexity, I feel like.
No,
but I don't.
Apple juice.
I'm really. I don't like a lot. I don't really.
Yeah,
I feel like
man.
It's more of a. I'm not a juice man. It would be more like I was forced to pick one rather than I'd like to pick one because I couldn't tell you the last time I've had apple juice, orange juice, and then tomato juice. No, thank you.
Gross. That's not a juice. Yeah.
Bloody Mary's good.
No, it's not.
Bloody Marys.
No, yeah. I don't like Bloody Marys.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like what other fruit juices?
Grape
are
juice.
There?
Here's what I'll say.
Ugh,
no. Grape juice is bad as apple juice. Brett, you have the palate of a 5-year-old.
No, not cranberry juice.
I'm just
either, no
naming
thanks.
Juices. I'm saying that I like them. I'm just naming juices.
Yeah, that's. I'm just asking for juices to be
O.J.
named.
O.J. Simpson.
I'm just,
of course. Mm-hmm. Here's what else. But here's my number one, and this is I'm cheating a little bit. I think it's Dole makes a.
Pineapple juice?
No. Orange banana juice.
Gross. Oh,
and it is
so banana?
Fucking, it's fucking delicious.
Banana.
Wait, how are you
outside,
juicing a banana?
How do you juice a banana? You squeeze.
lap dance.
A banana outside of just eating a banana, peeling it and eating it, I can't do. I don't like banana juice. It's gross.
It's
bananas in a smoothie.
Yes.
You know, before I read about like how much sugar in smoothies and how they're actually not very good for
sure.
you, I didn't mind going to Jamba Juice every once in a while.
Yeah.
Treating myself to like a strawberry banana.
Oh, I did the Caribbean.
That was very good.
I did the Caribbean Passion or the Caribbean Breeze, but it was called.
Caribbean Passion.
God, no, see, that's too many juices in one.
In one what?
In one drink. The drink you just described is like 900 juices.
I thought you were in the middle of a sentence, but now I understand what you're saying. It's too many juices in one.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say in one place, in one drink, in one spot.
Misread
your sentence.
Whatever. Okay. What were the flavors? You said banana?
It's pineapple orange, banana.
Pineapple, orange, banana.
They all work. They work well together.
No,
it's
banana
nice,
ruins it.
It's a nice Sonoma
I'm
blend.
I'm here for the pineapple. I'm here for the orange, but the banana ruins it. That's why I don't really like the tiki drinks that are forward in coconut or banana because I don't like those flavors.
You don't like a pina colada?
No, I don't like a pina colada.
Insane.
Do you like making love at midnight?
Do you like sex on the beach? No, I don't like. Yeah, I don't like those. I don't like those coconut forward or because I also don't like cream of coconut. Anything that's a cream of something like
number
32
for the Sacramento Kings. He's a coconut forward, DeMontis Sabonis.
What are the citrus fruits? Is it lemon, lime, grapefruit, orange? Is there Is that
careful.
It? Are there more?
I don't want to summon the Trix rabbit. grapefruit has to be anything
that's gotta be citrus.
With acid. Yeah, so lemon, grapefruit,
cantaloupe?
Lime. Cantaloupe possibly be
cantaloupe
citrus.
Cantaloupe wouldn't be citrus, no.
Does that have a seed in it?
I don't know what the rules
avocado
are.
Avocado juice?
Do they grow on trees? Do grapefruits grow on trees?
They
do.
To, right?
Yeah,
they
do.
To.
They do, and if they fall down, though, they hit citrus you, tree. You'll be knocked out cold.
Have you ever seen... Google, if you when you don't have to do it now. Have you ever seen how asparagus grows? It looks
like on a stalk, right?
It looks like someone bought asparagus, went to a field of dirt, and just plopped it in standing up like a flagpole. It looks fake. Like it looks like someone last minute was like, we're going to film your farm today. And they're like, huh? You're filming my farm? And so they ran out and like set up asparagus growing. It looks cartoonish.
Bananas fall into that realm of what we've talked about before is of surplus, as I don't understand how there's so many, how they're so inexpensive, too.
Wait, what do you don't understand?
Like, I bought you know how we talk about surplus and, like, there's so many things in the world and it's hard to wrap your mind around?
Yes. It's more likely that we're living in a simulation than it is that we can use this much metal and not run out.
Correct. You get a bunch of bananas and you put it down on the checkout thing and, like, six bananas cost, like, $1.
Yeah, inflation hasn't hit the banana market.
That's what I'm saying. It's just the bananas, six bananas are so cheap, but there's so many bananas. I mean, think of all the places you see bananas at every store. It's just like,
I think I
making all these bananas.
Okay, I think I know what's going on here, if I may. this is my senior thesis. To go bananas means to go what, guys?
Crazy.
Go kind of crazy.
Go kind of crazy, which means bananas don't operate under the same sort of, you know, systems, economy that the rest of us operate under. So bananas come in and they're like, 10 of us, $1.34, you know,
It's just crazy. Rob is right. There's been no raise or lowering in the banana. You've never heard of a banana shortage.
No.
No. And you know what else is bananas? We've only done two words and we need to do three.
That can't be right.
So let me go. Yeah, that's right. Those are the rules.
Oh.
We got to follow the
rules.
Let
me lay down in my banana hammock and listen.
Oh, if Brett's laying down on 10 men's penises.
They're tied together.
Like, if we don't do three words, we will be brought to justice.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, that's my job.
So, yeah, we'll do another email here. But before we go to the one where I'm going to use the word, I am going to go to a different one that came in that I feel like we need to talk about because it involves striking distance. And honestly, anything that's striking distance adjacent, I want to bring to the show. And the subject line, this is from Jake, River Cop, feel free to use my name. Jake, I just did. Hey, you twatcasters, Jake here. I had a run-in with a river cop who saved my life, then arrested me. Me and a couple of friends tried to swim across the Hudson River beneath the Mid-Hudson Bridge in Poughkeepsie, which is another Looney Tunes city they love.
I'll meet you in Poughkeepsie.
Yep. We were 17 and did not understand the power of water or the pure difficulty of swimming. We rode our bikes to the waterfront, stripped down to just our bathing suits, and worked our way down past the rocks and started swimming. Got less than a third of the way across before a police boat came up on us and the river cop told us to get the hell in or we were going to drown. I was exhausted and could barely keep my head up at that point and climbed up, but one of my friends tried to keep going. The cop kept his boat right next to him and told my buddy that if he had to get in the water to save him, he was going to beat his ass raw. It was still before the halfway point when he finally quit and ended up in the hospital having inhaled some water. All three of us got arrested, but thankfully our fourth friend kept a hold of all of our bikes and walked them home. The cop told us stupid people drown all the time and they have cameras under the bridge for that reason exactly. But yeah, river cops.
It's always great to have a run-in with a cop who clearly doesn't want to be a cop and just says the most
who doesn't want to do his job. If I have to do my job, I will beat the shit out of you.
That's a long swim. That is a long, long swim.
Yes.
The Hudson
a very
Bay.
Long swim. Yeah.
With a current water. Yeah, that I think the cop was doing his job correctly there.
Yeah. Mm. But that was a taste of, we wanted to know kind of what a river cop did, and I think that's what, fishing teens out of a river.
Yeah, threaten kids.
It's just fishing teens out of a river, yeah.
But I do feel like if I was a river cop, my number one thing would be like, I really don't want to get wet. All right, so thank you very much for that email. We really appreciate it. If you have any River Cop run-ins, please send it on to TWA Pod. Yeah.
Hashtag RCRs.
Yeah, hashtag Mystic River.
River Cop run-in sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song.
This is, I don't know.
Hey, little girl,
I feel like the name of this sender does not match the signature name, so I'll just, I guess, save that till the end.
Return to sender.
Hello, Adel, Brett, and Rob. Love the podcast. I could listen to you guys banter for days. My word I'd like to share is jargon. Technical jargon, medical jargon. Oh, man, any type of jargon, I'll take it. And then he says, this is, I sleep diagonally with 2 to 3 pillows and a blanket in the corner, and most of the time my head isn't even on a pillow. They are just surrounding my face. If you remember the time we had the sleep talk.
Yes.
With how many pillows we use, so thank you very much. Found this podcast as I am a big fan of Hello from Magic Tavern. Thank you for another great podcast. All the best, Billy Yum Yum 2x2. Hope you don't mind I use your last name, Billy.
Billy Yum Yum 2x2 is a Magic Tavern reference. Once emailed us and said the most popular name on Earth is Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
So for some context.
Okay. Oh, thank you for the context.
Thank you for the context, and it'll go in my ear, and it'll go right out the other side.
But jargon is the word, so jargon. Thank you very much for saying
jargon. Jargon. I feel like it's also...
Jargon's a great word.
Yeah, it's a great word. It also feels like you'd meet someone from, like, Norway or Denmark, and be like, oh, what's your name? He's like, Jargon.
Jargon.
Jargon?
Jargon.
Yeah, jargon's a fantastic word. I feel like words describing other words are usually in the upper echelon of words.
Yeah, I agree. And jargon is, it definitely does that. When you're like, when you're looking at instructions or something, like, I can't get through this jargon. It's just a bunch of
mumbo
jargon.
Mumbo jumbo, I feel like, is a lot like jargon.
Yeah, I would rather say jargon than mumbo jumbo, but you're right. They're synonyms for sure.
So jargon makes me think of like, for different occupations, there will be different jargon. So, like, mm-hmm. chefs will have different terms. I don't know if that's, yeah. well, I don't know if that's, con- like, mise en place.
I think it's jargon, though. It's
occupational, occupational jargon.
That's if I make true.
A, I'm making that up.
Yeah, mise en place or mirepoix, is that culinary jargon?
I think it's culinary jargon.
I think yeah. I believe it falls under that. I just never heard it said that.
Which I got to say, like, also kind of makes a good pet name. This is my cat, Culinary Jargon. Culinary Jargon.
Jargon's just a good name.
Yeah.
Although there's also Jardians, which
Jardians of the Galaxy, of course.
No, I think Jardians is like a definitely a commercial for a medical thing. I don't know what it is.
Oh, Jardinarians?
Jardinarians?
No.
Oh, let's see here. No. It looks like your olives are all minced up with some peppers. I can't put it back together.
No, that's Jardine.
Yes, I'm bad.
There's also Gerard Depardieu. Jargon Depardieu.
Jargon Depardieu, of course. Mm-hmm.
Medical, I feel like medical jargon I hear a lot. Like, that's just medical jargon for, like, you have alopecia.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I hear, like, that's a lot of, like, yeah, a lot of big words. It's just, that's just medical jargon for, like, you have a heart attack.
It's a bunch of medical jargon. I got a lump on my balls. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you the technical term, but yeah.
Apparently there's tumor? An extra screw in my banana hammock. So that's all just medical jargon, though.
It should not be the case.
The doctor said just to drink some banana, orange,
pineapple
juice.
Yeah, that's just
it'll
juice
go down.
Jargon.
It'll
that's
go
just,
down.
Yeah, it'll go down. Yeah.
I had a online session with a doctor yesterday, 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Today podcast. It feels like any doctor I talk to constantly. I don't know if this is universal or just my luck. Feels like any doctor I talk to is like as if they're talking to me while reading off cue cards. They talk so slow. It seems like they never know what some of the words mean. Like it seems they seem wildly uneducated for what they're doing. Is this just me?
So I've never done a telehealth meet with a doctor over the computer
telehealth.
Thing. Did it feel like you were on a medical podcast? Because I know you do a lot of podcasting. Yeah. Did that feel like you were on a medical podcast?
I definitely have to contain myself from like talking too much or being like, I have this impulse of like, I got to keep this ball in the air. And I'm like, I don't have to keep up my end of the conversation. This guy's a doctor. Let him talk. Like, oh, doctor, do you have a segment to introduce today? It's like, what are you talking about?
I really prefer if I do have to go to the hospital, I love going to hospitals that are teaching hospitals because I feel less crazy. If like four people come in and they have to bounce the ideas off of each other. Cause I feel like a lot of times, like I'll get like an old male doctor and he'll be like, yeah, you probably don't have that. And like, your concerns are immediately squashed immediately and they don't really like listen to you. But I feel like when you're in a teaching hospital, they really have to bounce it off each other.
My current doctor now is, he's fine. He's nice. I see him like once every 2 years.
Yeah,
I don't go.
Told
I should
you,
go in more.
Ting tang, wada wada bing bang.
But he. So there was a time. This is a story for another time. But we, my wife and I, had bed bugs after we brought our daughter home from the hospital.
No.
And it took a couple of months. It took about a month and a half for us to figure out it was bed bugs. I thought I was having hives. It was a whole thing. So I went to this doctor. My doctor was out. This guy, who is now my doctor for real, because the other guy I really liked left. This guy's nice again. I don't want to doubt that. But I was seeing him. And I described my symptoms, and he said, oh, I think I know what this is. And he goes, take off your shirt. And he looked at it, and he goes, okay, yeah, it's not. I thought it was shingles, but that's absolutely not shingles. He goes,
Oh, man.
He goes, I don't really know what that is. And he goes, but I think I could do prednisone. He goes, I don't, let me get, and he brought in a colleague, like another doctor. This isn't a teaching one. This is both full-fledged.
Yeah.
And that guy comes in, he goes, the guy was like, I don't know what that is either. And my doctor goes, I was thinking of doing prednisone. And the other doctor goes, nah, I wouldn't do that. I don't think that's going to do anything. And he goes, okay, yeah, thanks for coming in. He goes, okay. Door closes and the doctor turns to me. He goes, we're going to do prednisone.
I would immediately not take the prednisone.
But I just heard that guy say no.
Yeah, but I did. And I'll say this. I mean, that was the only time I've ever had prednisone in my life, but I felt like $1 million for a few days. It did nothing. Did nothing for... Again, it was probably another month before, and again, story for another day, but at that time, I did not, nobody knew it was bed bugs.
That is, I feel like you had a lawsuit on your hands, possibly. I'm not a lawyer, but it feels like that is a wild.
No, I mean, it's just medicine. I mean, it's just sometimes I feel like that's kind of what medicine is you just kind of take a shot. Like,
that's
this
true.
Might work.
That's
Let's
true.
See if this will, this can
I'm saying
clear
with
it
the,
up.
With the bed bugs.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you meant with him prescribing me prednisone. Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah, there was a... I was very, very mad, especially with a newborn child and having our condo turned upside down by pest, like the spraying and living out of a garbage bag. Yeah, it was not great. Not a good time.
Terrible. Ugh. No, thank you.
I think doctor... so, like, even with my... I don't think he's technically a doctor. I don't know what he is, really. This is sad to say. But who I go
nurse
to for my
nurse practitioner,
nurse practitioner, really big shoe. Anytime the guy I talk to for my prescriptions for like Adderall and stuff, anytime I talk with him, which is also online, he makes me feel, and this is how most doctors make me feel. And it could be a Adderall problem and not a universal thing, but he always makes me feel like I'm lying. So he'll be like, so like when he first started me off, it was like, let's say for hypothetical sake. He's like, we're going to start you off on 10 milligrams of extended release. And he's like, we'll see how it goes. We'll check in a month. We check in a month and he's like, how did it feel? This is probably based on your height and size and everything. Most likely you need a higher dosage. And then I'm like, yeah, I don't know how much it helped. I could probably use a higher dosage. And then he's like, oh, really? A higher dosage? We have to be careful because I don't want you like what. And I'm like, you just suggest, isn't this what the meeting's for? But he suddenly makes me feel like I'm in trouble. And I'm like, I'm fucking 41 years old, and I'm so anxious and nervous, and I feel like I'm being interrogated. And I'm like, why are you making me feel like I did something wrong when you just suggested a possible dosage raise? Like, it just...
Does he ever joke with you and say he's going to give you Adderall?
He made the joke once and never again. Because you know what? I guess I'm
there's several occupations that fall under I much rather enjoy when a woman does it. I prefer women doctors.
Go ahead. Clip that.
wait.
And we're going to ruin Brett.
Let's hear it out.
I don't like men doctors. I feel like, to Adel's point, they make you feel like you're lying. I feel like they do quick to judgment things and not like think about it too much.
Judgment.
I don't like. I prefer if someone comes in, I meet a doctor for the first time, if I'm in the hospital or something like that, prefer that it's a woman. I just think they are better at that. Same thing with barbers, haircut people. Don't like a man cutting my hair.
Hey Brett, can I say something?
Yes.
You nailed it with barber.
Okay. don't like men cutting my hair and it being anywhere around hair. I don't think they respect it. They can lose it much easier than women can, and so I don't think they have respect for it as much. So I don't let a man touch my head at all.
Interesting. I have no preference.
I have big time preference. I think men, we've had our shot, honestly, on a lot of professions, and I'm okay with letting the ladies take over because I think they think about stuff more.
Wait a second, Brett. Let me read this text here. You sent a text to the group that said, woman pilot, didn't Amelia Earhart ruin that for all women? So why are you doing this now publicly? Because
that is not a real text message.
It's a signal message.
Yeah, it was a
WhatsApp.
I sent you a message that said, Amelia Earhart, barely Bob Newhart, and it didn't go over as much as I wanted it to.
I'm okay with it.
I'm more calm because I feel like they listen and they actually pay and they're actually invested, and I don't feel the way you feel is how I usually feel, that they're like, oh, you're lying to me or something like that, or they just make you feel shitty.
Yes.
Man, I just don't get that vibe. I don't think I've ever gotten that vibe from like a doctor or anything.
I get it, because also I had a thing that was when I was in that hospital for that week-long thing. When I had that thing, I had a male doctor who really was a bad doctor.
Penis reduction.
I had a male doctor who was not a great doctor. Completely misdiagnosed me, and I got sicker because he did nothing. And then I immediately went to my next doctor, was a woman doctor, and she was like, "Oh, we should probably do these tests." And of course, she found what was wrong with me.
But Brett, can you hear yourself? Misdiagnosed. That's a woman.
Yeah.
There she is. You don't have cancer. It's misdiagnosed 2024.
I think I think doctors need to
borders. Just they need borders. I'm emails. Sick of these doctors without borders. They I need to have borders.
All doctors' meetings should be emails, and that way I feel more emboldened to speak my mind versus.
Oh, because then you could just have ChatGPT just put up your.
Yeah,
I feel this way, and write it so it sounds like I'm telling the truth.
There should be a ChatMD, and it just writes you prescriptions. You don't have to deal. Cut out the middleman or middlewoman. Brett, why don't you go ahead and write us a prescription for what this show's symptoms have been?
Well, I would like you to take 2 cc's of Justice, followed by 5 milligrams of citrus. And if you don't understand that, that's just all medical jargon. It just means get your juice, get your jest, and get your jargs.
Wait, did we have 3 J words?
No. One was citrus.
Oh.
Justice.
Citrus.
Well, that's on the listeners. They fucked us.
But speaking of listeners, thank you so much for all these emails. And we wanted to, I mean, you know, we get so many of them. It's so great to read them. So we wanted to make sure in this episode to just read as many as we could, just to feature them and use all of your words.
Yeah. And just know that if you were a man and you wrote me an email or a woman wrote the email, I have more respect for the female email. I'm sorry. Huh. Female email.
Wait, Brett, hold on. You didn't discover Spain. You just rhymed 2 words. That's nothing. What do you think you accomplished?
Wait, but there's also male or female email. Hold on. Male or female email.
Moose juice? Hold on.
Hey, I just went to this yoga studio and I bought this 10-pack for a class pass. Class pass.
But here's the thing, though. You understand that, like, I've never in my life said female email before, so it did hit me.
Doesn't matter.
It did hit me. It hit me hard.
Hey, Brett, I've never said wait, mate. But I don't say, I was at the gym, I saw, wait, mate.
Wait, mate, don't tell me.
I'm just saying, it was exciting for me. It was exciting for me.
Okay. Well, tell us what's exciting to you. Again, like Rob mentioned, twapod@gmail.com. We love getting your emails, and we'll talk to you soon. Rob, okay, hold on. Rob left his room.
Rob
is walking out of the room. Rob, what's going on? Let us know. What's happening, Rob? He's muted. He muted himself.
Yeah, no, I was trying to do it quietly. I didn't realize my computer got unplugged, so I was just plugging it back in.
Oh, I got you. Well,
that's all.
I feel like it wasn't going to crash in the next, like, 2 seconds. You probably could have just stayed in the room, huh?
Wait, sorry, did someone say crash?
He wakes up in the morning.
Oh, you're Dave Matthews, too? There's 2 of us?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you like sexually? Come on, you can say.
Me?
Yeah.
I love when somebody takes a huge.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like when they take a huge dump on me in the middle of a river.
Dump rump. Dump rump.
We got to end this podcast. Bye.
Yeah, we do. Bye. Yep, bye.
The word association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The word association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
I much rather enjoy when a woman does it.